Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice hosted a rare meeting between Israeli and Palestinian leaders in Jerusalem today. Afterwards, Rice told reporters that all three parties said they were committed to a two-state solution, but the talks were overshadowed by American and Israeli disappointment with a new power-sharing agreement between rival Palestinian factions. From Jerusalem, NPR's Eric Westerveld reports.
Secretary Rice had downplayed expectations for the meetings between Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, calling the talks informal discussions that, as she put it, would explore where we are. After the morning talks, Secretary Rice appeared alone and read a short statement saying the two leaders had reaffirmed a commitment to peace talks and would meet again soon.
The President and the Prime Minister discussed their views of the diplomatic and political horizon and how it might unfold toward the two-state vision of President Bush.
Rice said the leaders also affirmed that a Palestinian state cannot be born of violence and terror and reiterated acceptance of previous agreements and obligations. Today's talks were clouded by Israeli and Western disapproval with the recently signed unity agreement between Abbas and the ruling Islamist group Hamas. The deal fails to meet Western demands that Hamas disavow violence and recognize Israel. But Abbas has said the accord was the best he could get and was vital to stop the growing factional violence in Gaza. Secretary Rice said the U.S. will withhold full judgment for now until the new government is formed and sworn in. But she reiterated this weekend that any Palestinian government would ultimately have to meet Western conditions spelled out to Hamas.
This is the foundation for peace. How can you have a two-state solution if one state isn't, its existence isn't recognized? How can you have a two-state solution and a roadmap to peace if you don't renounce violence?
Both Abbas and Olmert are hobbled by internal political strife and declining popularity. Israeli political analyst Shaul Mashal says despite tough talk by Olmert about shunning a Palestinian unity government, the prime minister knows that Abbas is the only partner he's got right now.
No matter what you think objectively about President Abbas, there is no better actor within the Palestinian in order to deliver the good, namely to continue some kind of a dialogue.
That dialogue centers on the U.S.-backed Roadmap Peace Plan, which calls for an eventual Palestinian state in Gaza and the Israeli-occupied West Bank. Neither side has lived up to initial roadmap commitments. The Palestinians to disarm militant and terrorist groups and for Israel to halt settlement expansions in the West Bank and to dismantle illegal outposts. In a meeting with U.S. reporters Sunday night, Secretary Rice called for both sides to do more.
We need performance by all Palestinian leaders on security issues. We need performance by Israeli officials on their obligations, not just in the roadmap, but, you know, there are a series of agreements that have come about in this period.
Agreements including a late 2005 accord brokered personally by Secretary Rice on freeing up the movement of goods and people in the West Bank and Gaza. According to the UN, exports from Gaza through the main goods terminal, Karni, remain at just 12% of the goals set out in that agreement. And statistics from the European Union and the UN show that the Rafah crossing into Egypt, the cornerstone of the 2005 agreement, has been closed more than 80% of the time since an Israeli soldier was captured in a cross-border raid last June. Political analyst Saeed Zadani of Al-Quds University says few Palestinians see the Bush administration as willing or able to deliver on promised progress on the ground.
I think he did not do anything of value over the 6.5 years, really. They expressed their commitment to a vision, but they do almost nothing in order to promote it.
Zadani says leadership also is lacking among Palestinians and Israelis to turn today's talks into something more substantive in the long term toward a two-state solution. No date has been set for any new meetings. Eric Westerveld, NPR News, Jerusalem.